Exercise, noticing what happens when you believe your thoughts. Deliberately listen to your own thoughts as you talk with others. What happens when you believe these thoughts? Notice when you try to manipulate with explanation, qualification, or justification, or when you tell anecdotes in the hope that people will think about you in a certain way. Notice how you try to manipulate with your face, voice, eyes, your body language, your laugh. Go to a place in your life, it could even be today, where you were seeking love and approval from someone. What did you do or say that was painful to you when you were seeking love and approval? Now in writing, answer the following questions. 1. What did you want from that person? List your agenda. 2. How did you attempt to manipulate the way that person saw you? Make a list of the ways. 3. How did you want that person to see you specifically? Make a list. 4. Did you lie or exaggerate? Give examples. What did you say? Be specific. Make a list. 5. Were you really listening to that person, or were you more interested in having him or her see how interesting, attractive, or bright you are? 6. What didn't you like about seeking love and approval? Make a list. 7. What did you like when you resisted seeking love and approval? It can be embarrassing, even overwhelming, to look at your own approval seeking. When people do this exercise in my 9-day school, they have one another's support, so it can be easier. I ask for volunteers to read the results in front of everyone else. Everyone discovers that there's nothing unique about the most shameless examples they wrote down. We have all experienced these things because there are no new stressful thoughts. Everyone has them. Here's an example. It may help you realize that whatever you discover, you're not alone. The woman who stood up found that her constant approval seeking didn't stop even while doing the exercise.
I ended up writing this exercise about doing the exercise. I didn't pick a specific situation because I saw that I do it all the time. I wanted to do it perfectly to win the approval of all of you. What did I want? I want you to like me, love me, think I'm great, to find me interesting, to find me special, to find me better than others, to find me cute, to say I'm lovely, to say I'm wise. And I wanted you to think I'm sexy. And where is that beautiful young woman? Where are you? Ah, I want you to think I'm young, and I want all the other beautiful young women in this room to think I'm mature enough to know more than you. I want all of you here representing all the people in the world to think I am beautiful. I want you all to include me and make me belong. I want you all to appreciate me and to hear me. I want you to need me. I want you to seek me out in the future. I want you to never forget me. I want you to see me as a wonderful, sensitive, caring, witty, articulate, very strong person who is good at everything. Did I try to manipulate the way you see me? Yes, I did. In the way I speak, in the way I move, in the way I stand, in the way I smile, or in the way I don't smile, in the way I widen my eyes or lick my lips, in the way I look at you, and in the way I don't look at you, in the way I stand close or move away. Did I lie or exaggerate? Plenty. In most situations, I try to come across as a little bit better than you. I am doing exactly that right now. Did I listen? No, I didn't really listen. For instance, I didn't really listen to you last night. I was just waiting for you to finish so I could put on the show of me again. Did I get your approval? I don't really know if I got yours, but I know I didn't get mine. I let myself down, and I knew it. It left me empty and insecure, unfulfilled and always wanting more. I doubt everything about myself. I am sure that I wasn't good enough. For instance, in this particular moment, I wonder what Kirsten actually said. I missed it. Can I think of a time when I resisted seeking love and approval? Nothing comes to mind at this moment, but I can imagine that it would be really intimate, that there would be authenticity, love, honesty, and no thought of gaining anything.